you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tricepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tricepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply. It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
And I'm living up to the excuses never apply today because I am sick. And those of you who have been listening to me long enough know at the beginning of the summer, every year, you can set your calendar by it. I end up losing my voice to some sort of mysterious, I don't know what it is. It's got to be some virus that I carry around with me that's triggered by sunlight. Extreme sunlight. That's what I've come up with. But the show must go on. During the first half hour, I'll be joined by my co-host, Dr. Jeff Gallini. Jeff gets asked a lot, very often, you know, how did you come up with Crealkaline? So we're going to get to the bottom of that and also clear up some misconceptions about Crealkaline that just keep getting repeated. Then we're going to talk about the bacteria in your gut actually has a memory that could be used forensically to diagnose conditions you may have based on previous inflammation. Very, very cool stuff. And then lastly, cigarette damage to unborn children is revealed in a recent stem cell study, and it's worse than we thought, which is not a good thing for me because my mom, unfortunately, I love her, but she didn't know better, and she smoked cigarettes during my entire birthing process, I guess you could say. So I'm interested to hear that. If I sound like Barry White, it's better than me clearing my throat and sucking snot up through my nose on the air. So enjoy it. And of course, now.
This is Science for Humans with Dr. Jeff Gallini.
I sound like one of those late night, overnight DJs, don't I?
You do, man. That's kind of a sexy voice.
Yeah, right? Maybe I'll try to reproduce it more often. Who knows?
Yeah.
This is the new and improved Carl Lenore.
Yeah, well, the once-a-year Carl Lenore.
Yeah, there you go. How you doing, brother?
Yeah, I'm doing good, man. Doing good, you know, June,
yeah,
summertime.
It's a great month. June is a great month. You do get this question often, and there's also lots of misunderstandings and misconceptions about what Crealkaline is. So I'd like to go ahead and place the question to you that we've received over the past couple years. You know, how did you even come up with Crealkaline? Why? Why did we need Crealkaline?
Yeah, you know, and that is a good question, and that is probably the biggest thing that people ask me. And it's very hard to respond in an email or a Facebook post because it's kind of a long story. So, you know, since we've got a little bit of time, I'm just going to go back to the beginning. You know, I was the first one that brought creatine onto the marketplace back in the late 80s, early 90s. It was more like the early 90s. So I have been working with it for a long, long time. And in the beginning, we just threw creatine monohydrate in a bottle. I knew that that was the only form that was the most researched. It was discovered and invented back in the 1800s by a European or Scandinavian scientist. So again, It has been researched and has been used. The pharmaceutical industry was using it a little bit more in research, but it wasn't on the open market. So kind of fast forwarding, you know, I was constantly working on how to better creatine monohydrate. You know, we kind of went through the adding sugar to it, and that was kind of an EAS thing, and it was more of a marketing ploy. There was a little study that said, hey, if you spike your insulin levels while using creatine, the absorption is better. But all it did was it took a 100-gram bottle, which is how everyone was selling it that we were making, and it now put 30 grams of creatine in a bottle, and then you got this big, you know, 2 or 3 pound bottle of
sugar
of creatine, but yeah, it was all sugar.
Sugar.
So we went through that, and then, you know, we went through effervescent, you know, getting it to fizz. So there were a lot of different forms. And of course, as other people started to, you know, bring in creatine, and creatine started to be imported from Germany, and it wasn't really at China that time. We started synthesizing it here, All American Pharmaceutical and Billings. So there was two U.S. manufacturers, one other besides myself, and then there was German, and then there was, I think, somewhere else some stuff was coming in. So, again, everybody was talking about how pure there was. Ours is better, higher quality, impurities. So one afternoon, I was basically bored, didn't have anything to do, and I was in the lab. So I thought, you know, I wonder what happens, all these different kind of creatines, what happens when I actually put water on them, you know, which is how we're going to drink it. You know, we're always doing all this testing on the dry powders, and everybody's making their claims on the dry powders. So that's what I did, is I put some water with creatine. I put some fruit juice with creatine, which is how we're supposed to drink it. I took about 2 or 3 brands of sugared mix I had. I had several effervescent mixes, and I subjected them to the near-infrared testing, and I couldn't find any creatine. So I thought, oh, man, this is a $100,000 piece of equipment. Don't tell me something's wrong.
Right.
So
you were ready to blame the equipment. That's funny.
I was. I went back and duplicated. I'm like, what's going on? I'm finding something else in there. So I call up my friend who has a big research laboratory, and I told him what I was doing, and he's like, huh, send me some. And I sent it off to him, and he ran HPLC.
Right.
And he said, you know what's happening? He goes, we all know that creatine isn't stable, but, man, all of these different fruit mixes and acidic mixes, there's something weird going on. And he goes, so, yeah, you're finding, whatever you're finding is true. So what I went on to do is I started to discover that the lower the pH, the quicker this conversion from creatine to creatinine. So what was happening was I was starting to see a lot of creatinine, and I couldn't find creatine, and I was seeing it instantaneously. So I did a big research study. I did a couple of them where I used the Jaffe reaction, which is how medical profession even today determines the rate of conversion from creatine to creatinine. And I found it was instantaneously.
Holy
mackerel. As creatine hits solution, that conversion starts. The lower the pH, the quicker the conversion.
And the lower the pH, the more acidic, for people who don't get that.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
Kind
the,
of a,
the lower the pH,
yeah.
The more acidic.
Right.
You know, mixing it with fruit juices or, you know, these fruit-flavored mixes.
Right.
Now, back during this time, you know, again, the early 90s, everyone from a marketing standpoint was telling you to do this. They were making it taste good. But, again, it was a way of cutting it, you know, adding flavors and giving you
Can I inject something here just for a second?
Yeah.
So there are people out there going, yeah, but I wasn't taking my creatine with fruit juice. I was taking it with 30 grams of whey protein and alpha lipoic acid. Both of those are highly acidic.
Yep, it doesn't matter. you know, there's all different types of ways to lower that. So I thought, man, you know, this is interesting. I wonder if I can figure out how to fix this. You know, I looked in the Merck. I went back and I found all of the European patents and all the research. And it was interesting because back then they were saying, hey, we did develop and invent creatine monohydrate. We were able to synthesize it, but it's not stable. So this phenomena was known, but it wasn't known by a lot of people. So now all of a sudden, you know, I'm thinking, oh, okay. So I just went up the other way. I thought, well, I wonder what happens if I start to alkalize this creatine. And lo and behold, I was actually able to get that conversion to stop. Okay, now I have something cool. Can I actually now make this? So, you know, we went back to the lab. and I was able to synthesize a buffered creatine, basically an alkalized creatine, and I was able to get that conversion to stop. Got patents filed. Man, I had to hold my tongue for 2.5 years and sell the garbage because I couldn't sell this till the patents issued. I didn't want anybody knowing what I was doing. And then 2001, when I got my patent pendings, then I was comfortable that the patent was going to move forward pretty quickly, which it did, and I released it. And, of course, people were telling me I'm crazy. You don't know what you're talking about. This is a fad. Creatine is stable. Creatinine is good for you.
Creatinine is good for you?
Oh, gosh. I had a scientist come up to me from England and sat down and goes, I'd like to have a conversation with you. You don't know what you're talking about. Creatinine is good for you. I'm going to be coming out with a creatinine product. And he went on and on and on.
Yeah, and it'll cause rhabdomyolysis.
Well, we know that now, but I was the only one saying this. And, of course, I was the black sheep because people were making a lot of money on creatine monohydrate. And here I now am saying, look, I'm not saying creatine monohydrate is bad. I'm saying it has a flaw, and I fixed it, you know. VHS was great for the time, but it had a flaw. The clarity wasn't good.
Right.
DVD, you know. Again, if you want to use creatine monohydrate, that's great. So then, you know, about 11 years ago, I decided to really talk about creatinine. So, you know, I got a publisher, and I wrote a book, and it was published. It still is out there, The Dangers of Creatinine. As a matter of fact, it's in some libraries as a reference manual that, you know, college kids or high school kids can use as references. But I showed that it was very, very dangerous. You know, it's not something you want to be ingesting, and it's not something your body wants. It has to get rid of. So that's kind of what Crealcline was all about. And, you know, as I said, boy, did I get the flack. I mean, I had people at shows coming up wanting to chew me out, fight with me. And it's like, you know, here I discovered something, invented something. But the real thing was, these guys had been working on it for years.
They couldn't get it to work. Yeah.
Gentleman from England, which I'm not going to say his name, very well known, has probably done the most creatine research. Back in Anaheim, 2001, April, I introduced Crealcline, and I stirred the show because the big craze was creatine. This gentleman had just sold his patent to Twin Lab. Now, his patent, he was able to achieve about 40 or 50% stability. Here I am saying 100% stability. Twin Lab saw this, and they called him up and said, we're canceled. Somebody's got something better. The guy comes in my booth, furious, ranting, raving, cussing, telling me I'm a, you know, no good, I'm a cheat, I don't know what I'm doing. He takes one of my research books, and he strolls off. Later that night, when the show's over and they say everyone must leave and they start dimming the lights, the guy comes back. And I'm like, oh, you know what? I'm too tired to put up with this joker. I think I'm going to probably not be polite. And he's like, I need to apologize to you. He goes, you did it. I have been working on this for 25 years, and I acted like an idiot because I was jealous that I didn't discover it. So I just wanted to shake your hand and say congratulations.
That was really nice of him.
And I was like, yeah, I was like, wow. But you know what? That's been the only one who has turned their tunes. Most of them have just kind of disappeared, but they're still gunning and always trying. But that was kind of how it started. It was really an accidental discovery that led to, you know, the phenomenon Crealcline.
So one of the questions that I get on the show, we get it on Rob Regish's show all the time about Crealcline, is why is Crealcline better than creatine monohydrate? I thought creatine monohydrate was the best, to which we always answer, Crealcline is creatine monohydrate. It's just creatine monohydrate that's buffered so that it could survive the acidic environment of the drink that you're putting it in your stomach.
Absolutely, and that's what I go on to explain. I did a video earlier this year kind of relating it to cell phones. I thought, you know, I need to maybe speak the language out there because people aren't chemists and they don't understand. And I said, you know, think about your flip phone. Okay, the thing worked. Creatine monohydrate works. It just had a whole lot of flaws. My smartphone fixed those flaws.
Yeah.
I mean, all of us trade in our old phones as technology increases. Well, why do we not do that with supplements? I mean, why are we still taking, you know, outdated supplements? So creatine monohydrate is the only form that the body can absorb. all the other forms, they have to take creatine monohydrate and then subject it to some acid. Well, we already know what happens when you do that. Creatine HCl is only 40% creatine. The rest is an acid. Tons of creatinine, creatine AKG, creatine nitrate, creatine ethyl ester, all of them came and went because, again, they had no science. They had no stability. Who cares if it goes into solution better? All creatine, even monohydrate and crealcline, are water-soluble at the recommended dosages.
Right.
Like the HCL's claim to fame is, oh, we're soluble when you put 60 grams in solution. Well, yeah, because it's being converted to creatinine. Of course, creatinine is water-soluble, but who cares? So, yes, it's creatine monohydrate. It's just that I fixed the flaw.
Right.
So it will not convert to creatinine in solution.
Right.
And the way I fixed that was by buffering it. So it's an alkalized product, which then brings all the benefits of alkalizing the body. I mean, you're talking about wanting to get your pH up. Man, use Crealcline. You don't have to go out there and chew on a bunch of carrots and broccoli and everything else to do that.
Right, right. I want to take a quick commercial break. I want to come back to the discussion about you really being the first person to introduce creatine monohydrate to the sports industry, because whenever you and I talk about this, there's a guy out there and his brother who say that's a lie. And we're not going to name them because we're not going to have them on the show and give them a chance to defend themselves, you know. But I want to talk about that when we come back. I want to clear that up too, okay? Because you've told me the story and it needs to be told, okay?
Yep.
All right, so stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert, but this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest protein bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Alaskans agree that Sockeye offers the truest salmon taste. Over decades of fishing Alaskan waters, Vital Choice has rare access to the very finest of these fish. Vital Choice Sockeye comes from smaller harvest regions with fewer boats and faster processing, so our sockeye is flash frozen within hours of harvest to capture its fresh caught quality. Rich in flavor, omega-3s, and vitamin D, our most popular salmon also abounds in astaxanthin, the potent antioxidant that provides its vibrant red hue. Save 15% off. Go to Superhuman Radio and click the Vital Choice banner ad today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizol, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizol works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both Use and endorse Can-See Eye Drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how Can-See Eye Drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
You know, sorry, I had to clear my throat. You know, when I, this is funny, I got to tell two stories to you, Jeff. So first of all, I had some raw salmon last night from VitalChoice.com. They're a sponsor of the show. Their wild sockeye salmon is sushi ready. I sliced it up and ate it. I've got two more pieces to eat tonight. This is the best salmon in the world. Go to the website, click the banner ad. You automatically save 15% just being a listener coming from the website. When I first started doing radio for Clear Channel, I didn't have a mic button where I could just button and it would just drop out like that. So when I had to clear my throat, I would point at my throat to my producer, Kevin O'Neill, and he would play ODB singing "Let Me Clear My Throat," and that would, and he would just turn that up real high, and I would clear my throat. So it was kind of humorous. Anyway, so I want to, you know, I tell you something I'm really tired of, and maybe it's because I'm getting old. Maybe I'm an old white guy now. I don't know. Maybe I am. I'm tired of whiny. Whiny. And so every time you and I talk about this, every time you're interviewed, and you say, I introduced creatine monohydrate to the sports industry. I was the one who brought it. No one had it before me. There's a couple guys that come out of the woodwork. They're brothers. And they're, oh, it's a lie. We had it first. No, it's a lie. And it's like, and then tell the story.
It does. It happens every time. There was no creatine. There was a couple studies that were done back in the 80s that were released. And there was one right at the early 90s. And that's where I was introduced to the study, and the company that came to me said, hey, you know, we saw this. Can you make this? Can you find it? And I clombed the globe. There was no Creapure. Everybody tries to say, oh, we had Creapure. Creapure from Germany didn't come out till 2 years after I released creatine. There was only one little manufacturer in the USA called Fansteel Labs. They were making about 25 or 50 kilos every 3 months. More for research grade. There was nothing commercially available. So when I went and got a contract with them, I was the one that got them going. And the first brand on the market was CalPharm. The ES guys, you know, they didn't come onto the realm till again two and a half years after it had been out there. And one of the original founders, long before Bill Phillips got in on it, they had the little EAS before they were EAS.
Right.
And he had heard about the study, and he was trying to get someone to buy it. Well, I remember him calling up my friend George Zangas, bless his soul, he's passed on now from Marathon, saying, George, I got this great thing, man. You should put it under Marathon. I have the exclusive to it. And he goes, oh, what's it called? Creatine monohydrate. And George said, are you doing it yet? No, I'm working on it. And George goes, it's kind of funny. He goes, I've had it out for a year and a half now.
Oh, my God.
And this guy was like, no way. I've got the exclusive, you know. And so, again, it's kind of funny. These guys, first of all, you know, when you look at how old they were 15 years old back then, and they weren't old enough to even know. I'm quite savvy because of patents and FDA. I mean, I know every date to when everything was done. I know everything that was going on. So Yeah, I'm sure I'll get a couple emails from these couple guys again saying how they were the ones, or their brother or their friend. And it's like, you know what? It really doesn't matter. You weren't there. But if anybody really wanted the documentation and the chronological
order
of what actually happened, I've got it.
Yeah.
Because I needed it, you know.
So really, the first label to ever be on a jar of creatine monohydrate was Cal Farm?
They were called Cal Farm.
Like C-A-L-P-H-A-R-M?
Yep, C-A-L-P-H-R-M, and it was sold through Muscle Media. That was their chain, so that's how they were introduced to Bill Phillips. Now, remember, Bill Phillips started as just a little underground magazine writer. He was, you know, he was nobody. He was just a little writer.
Right.
And he took that magazine to the public, you know, getting on shelves. And, of course, the Cal Farm, they were promoting that product through there. And, I mean, you know, we were doing like 5,000 bottles a month. So, I mean, it was going crazy. A year and a half, 2 years later, you know, Cal Farm disappeared, and it kind of converted into EAS, which was the first time that most people knew EAS existed. And then, you know, they went on to start doing the creatine and then creatine HP and stuff. But again, that was several years after it had been on the market. So, you know, people who say, oh, EAS was the first. Oh, no, they weren't.
Yeah.
You got to go back a few years, people. And then for people to go, oh, EAS has been, where it started business in, you know, 1980-something.
1876, not, Benjamin Franklin was
not
the first CEO.
Not the Bill Phillips EAS.
Yeah, right.
The little EAS out of Las Vegas was a whole different company, and they were just a couple guys, couple good guys, brilliant guys, but they didn't really have anything. They had no products. They just had a bunch of ideas, you know.
Yeah. Hey, Dr. J, we're coming down. I wanted to clear that up once again because that story needs to be told. Real quick, you've got Christmas in June tonight, right?
Yeah, tonight, 7 o'clock p.m. Mountain Standard Time, 9 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Pacific, live Dr. Jeff Galini's Facebook page, all kind of giveaways. And tonight's a special show because I'm actually going to be telling people what it was like to train at Gold's Gym back in the 80s. I'm going to talk about the people there, some cool stories, the camaraderie, the whole Mecca thing. And then in between that, I'm going to be giving away stuff and, you know, telling people how they can have a chance to win. And then I thought today also, because we're talking about Crealkaline, anyone who hasn't tried it, Carl, I'm going to give them a free bottle. I've got a whole bunch of bottles here. So all you got to do is go to Superhuman Radio, go to Ask the Scientist and just say, hey, I heard on the Science for Human show that I could try Crealkaline. And if you don't know how to spell it, you can just say, try your creatine, and I'll send you out a free 60-count bottle, absolutely free, no strings. I just want you to try it. And if you are someone who's using it, hey, take advantage. Get a free bottle. It's a way of saying thank you. And if you are those guys that always pop up and want to argue, don't send me an email or a message because I'm just not going to respond to you.
Yeah. Go back and look
that
at the
record. Do your
own research before you start sending. Yeah, because people just love to just waste people's time.
Yeah. And as far as, you know, to kind of close the thing out, all the other bogus research that's come up from Mark Talon and Texas A&M has all been proven bogus. Fake. I won a $9.5 million judgment.
Really?
On Talon for publishing fake research. So again, you know, anybody can say whatever they want, but right now, you know, Crealkaline has been the number one selling creatine through Europa Distribution for many years, and there's a reason why.
Yeah.
It works by itself, and I don't have to combine it with 32 other items.
And real quick, if you haven't gotten a copy of the testosterone book, the e-book is still available, right?
It is. Yep. Anyone who listens on this show, if you are looking for a way to increase your testosterone, you might think you have low T, you're tired, lethargic, a decrease in libido, man, ask for a free copy. I'll send you an ebook. Great reading, great information. We'll tell you the do's and don'ts, and should be very, very beneficial for both men and women.
Yeah.
So women, you do have testosterone also.
Hey, thanks a lot, Dr. J.
All right, buddy. Take care.
Talk to you later.
I'm off next week.
Yes,
I'm
that's
gone,
right.
So.
Yeah, no Science for Humans next week. We'll miss you.
Yep.
Okay.
All right, take care. Bye. Bye-bye.
All right, so we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to talk about the microbiome, one of my favorite subjects to talk about.
Does it have a memory? And can we read that memory? Can it give us hints onto where disease states began? This is exciting stuff. Stay tuned.
To properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
In today's world, what would you give to have that ultimate edge, to always function at the highest possible level? That's exactly what the Da Vinci from Ultra Human gives you. Just one tablet a day increases focus, lowers anxiety, enhances social fluency, and improves your mood and drive. It's 8 hours strong with no crash. A sharp mind is priceless. And the Da Vinci even comes with a money-back guarantee. Find out more at theultrahuman.net. Make your brain 25 again with the Da Vinci from theultrahuman.net. Use discount code SHR10 for 10% off and free shipping.
Quest Keto is making the ketogenic lifestyle more delicious and more convenient than ever. The high-fat, moderate-protein, low-carb keto diet has earned a reputation for being complicated. Quest Keto has changed all of that by offering sweet and savory snacks and an entire line of ready-to-go ketogenic meals. They've taken the guesswork out of it for you. From keto cinnamon rolls, pizza, crackers, and more, you can enjoy it all and experience the benefits of this nutritious approach. Anytime, anywhere. Thanks to Quest Keto. Go to QuestKeto.com to order your meals today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, LIVON labs.com. Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
Few products can boast being considered the food of the gods by the Aztecs, but the ingredients in Bio Superfood have been. Some algae are the most efficient forms of nutrients, proteins, minerals, enzymes, fatty acids, antioxidants, and much more. Bio Superfood is something you have to experience for yourself. That's why, for a limited time, buy any Bio Superfood products and save 15% off your first order. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad to read the research and learn why Bio Superfood is the best supplement in the world you're not already taking.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back. My voice is actually doing pretty good. I'm surprised because this morning when I woke up, I sounded like Andy Devine. I don't know if you know who he is, but he's an old-time actor.
but it does clamp down on me from time to time. So I apologize if all of a sudden there's this silence in the midst of something I'm saying. I'm hitting the mic button so you don't have to listen to me cough. So the next discussion is something that we love to talk about here on the show, and that is the microbes that we play host to. And my next guest is Dr. David Rigler. How you doing, Dr. Rigler?
I'm fantastic. Thanks for having me on the show, Carl.
My pleasure. And you just recently published a study that looks at whether or not our gut microbes, bacteria, actually has a memory that could be used maybe forensically or in an artifact-type form to determine if a person has suffered from an inflammatory condition that could be the reason for a disease, right? I mean, this could be used as diagnostics, right?
Yeah, so that's definitely the idea. We're trying to actually engineer new circuits into the bacteria to try and diagnose gut disease.
Okay, so why what led you to even think of this? I mean, this is pretty interesting that there would be this kind of imprint, if you will, or artifact left behind.
So this all kind of falls into a broader context, which is that we really don't know that much about the gut. It's hard to get to. And a lot of the information that is sort of stored within the gut, it disappears before it comes out the other end. And so that means that we really have to go inside with things like colonoscopies, which are very costly. It costs the U.S. over $10 billion a year to give people colonoscopies. And they're also, not many people find them particularly pleasant.
Okay, I'm sorry. Yep. No, go ahead. Finish your thought.
Well, so what we're aiming to do is actually to take the information at its source by engineering our bacteria to sense what's going on inside, which means that we can do a fecal test rather than a colonoscopy.
Ah, okay. I was going to ask, do you have to go in through the throat and down into the gut, or so you could do a fecal test?
So the idea is that by engineering in this memory capacity to bacteria, we can give people a probiotic, and the bacteria are naturally living inside the gut. They're sensing their environment at all times. And so we can take that sensing capacity, turn it into a bacterial memory, and then have the bacteria actually report on what's happening inside the gut.
So what does it look like? This memory, like a memory of an inflammatory event, is it kind of like when we look at the stratified Earth and we can go down 10,000 years and we can tell what oxygen levels were at that point in time because of artifacts that are left behind? Is it like that, or is it something that's on out there on the surface where you just look at it and go, oh, so this one had some trouble?
So the way that we've actually that we encode this is it's kind of like a switch circuit. It keeps itself in the off state until the bacteria actually sense that inflammation, and at that point it sort of flicks a switch genetically, which then turns on a new downstream circuit. And so at the moment what we have is a genetic reporter system. It's actually a very sort of old and commonly used microbiological system where we make an enzyme, and then when we plate out our bacteria on bacterial plates, the colonies are making this enzyme which can change the color of the plates at that site into blue. So then we're looking at a color of bacteria as a marker of inflammation in the gut.
Now, is it just inflammation? There's a recent study that just linked, we know about a couple years ago, they talked about the gut may be the first sign of Parkinson's disease. Now there's another study that just correlates a certain bug in the gut to lesions on the brain, which I would imagine we're talking about multiple sclerosis at that point in time. Is it just inflammation, or can we tell other things? Or is inflammation all we really need to know, because that is what makes all these other things happen?
So the study that we've just published focused on inflammation, but there's no reason why we shouldn't be able to sense a whole range of different signals in the gut. So those studies that you mentioned, as well as a whole lot of other studies over the last few decades, have really shown that the microbes in our gut are very sensitive to changes in the body, not just inside the sort of the gut acutely, but also all around the body. And so We're really interested in finding a range of those different signals in the hope that you could even maybe put these all together and start to look for multiple diseases and diagnosis at the same time.
So describe your study. How was it designed?
So we actually, we built upon a previous study that came out of our lab. So that's Pam Silver's lab at Harvard Med School and the Wyss Institute. And they were able to make this switch circuit and design this switch circuit in bacteria and test it out to measure exposure to antibiotics in that case. And so then we took that and actually, instead of then having the bacteria sense the antibiotics, we then put in a different circuit, which actually comes from Salmonella bacteria, so the bacteria that cause traveler's diarrhea. And they're actually able to sense inflammation in the gut and then respond to that. And so we took that circuit, put that into our sort of modular memory bacteria, and then tested that out to see if we could have the bacteria sense inflammation.
So in theory, this would be given to someone, let's say in a capsule, enterically coated, I don't know what the delivery system is, and it would get into the person's digestive tract and will ride along and come out the end and bring information with it, sort of like the Mars rover, for instance. I mean, that's how this would be used, right?
Yeah, that's exactly how we envision it.
So you would have to do this during the acute phase of, let's say, the development of inflammation. If the inflammation has subsided, let's say someone had a gut problem, and the gut problem has subsided, but some of the nasty symptoms have not, and they go to the doctor and they give them this Mars rover, if you will. It may not tell the story, right? Because the opportunity to capture that information has passed.
So one aspect of the study that I think at this point is somewhat unique is that we're using bacteria that could colonize and live indefinitely within the mouse guts that we were testing. And so the idea is that you could imagine having someone who has an inflammatory disease, for something like inflammatory bowel disease, if you could colonize the probiotic that's actually diagnosing the inflammation, they could actually even potentially self-monitor over time to hopefully pick up things like inflammatory flares a little bit earlier than they could otherwise, and potentially that means they could save a trip to the hospital and sort of serious side effects. You could actually sort of thwart those problems before they actually arose.
Now, these microbes that you're using, they must be, sorry, I had to clear my throat, they must be quite robust microbes. Would we recognize any of their names? Are they of a specific phyla, like Firmicutes or Bacteroidetes?
So we're using actually a commensal E. coli. So the same bugs that many people use in the lab, but we actually isolated that bacteria in the lab ourselves from the mice that we actually use. So they live happily, and the mice are happy to have it in their guts.
Well, and people have some forms of E. coli in their guts as well. It's not all E. coli is worrisome, isn't that correct?
Yes, definitely. Most people or definitely a lot of people have E. coli in their gut. And while there are definitely some forms that will give you some pretty serious disease, there are a lot of also quite benign and variants.
Okay. I want to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we'll discuss this topic to a greater degree. It's very, very intriguing to me. Anytime you can do some sort of diagnostic process without actually having to stick something in somebody, it's a really good thing. That's why I'm a big fan of Cologuard over getting a colonoscopy. All right, we'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N labs.com.
Discover the faster way of getting real results with BodybuildingSupplements.com. BodybuildingSupplements.com has powerful, proven solutions like patent technology, Cree Alkaline Supreme, Mass Pro Synthogen, and Adaptogen N.
RVD here. I love Adaptogen N. Give it a try. You'll see.
My Adaptogen N at BodybuildingSupplements.com. See remarkable results in 21 days or your money back. BodybuildingSupplements.com. Since 1993, the trusted source for real results.
Use promo code SUPERHUMAN and get an extra 15% off your Adaptogen N today at BodybuildingSupplements.com.
Hey, this is Carl. I want to remind you of the importance of electrolytes because of all the workout supplements on the market today, I think electrolytes are the most important but the most overlooked. Check out the new Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme. It contains a broad spectrum of electrolytes plus a few extra minerals and vitamins. The lemon-lime flavor tastes great, and it comes in single-serving packets that make it easy for you to take on the go. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme banner ad today and save 10% off your purchase.
If you followed my transformation on Facebook, you've been wondering what I've done to create such dramatic results. One of the things is I've started every day with the Ketogenics Prime and then trained, fasted, and remained fasted till my first meal at 2 o'clock. Ketogenics Prime gives me all the energy I need while shutting down hunger. And since the ketones are bound to a quad mineral blend, I'm getting all the magnesium, calcium, potassium, and sodium I need to keep my minerals in balance. Try Ketogenics Prime yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ketogenics banner ad today and save 25% off your first purchase. Ketogenics Prime. I couldn't have done it without it.
Alaskans agree that sockeye offers the truest salmon taste. Over decades of fishing Alaskan waters, Vital Choice has rare access to the very finest of these fish. Vital Choice sockeye comes from smaller harvest regions with fewer boats and faster processing. So our sockeye is flash frozen within hours of harvest to capture its fresh caught quality. Rich in flavor, omega-3s, and vitamin D, our most popular salmon also abounds in astaxanthin, the potent antioxidant that provides its vibrant red hue. Save 15% off. Go to Superhuman Radio and click the Vital Choice banner ad today.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest protein bar, now comes the Quest high protein potato chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest high protein potato chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back. Welcome back. I'm Barry White. Okay. So we're talking right now with Dr. David Rigler. We're talking about a research study that looked at using gut bacteria as a diagnostic, an artifact. And the truth is, this makes a lot of sense because we know dietary variations cause the gut microbes to change. In that way, they are an artifact of some intervention. So talk about the different degrees of inflammation. Is this just inflammation, period, or is it different levels of inflammation that you can actually detect using these microbes?
So at this stage, we are really kind of using this in a kind of on-off scenario. When we test the bacteria in the lab, we can show that lower levels of inflammation, or at least the molecule that we're measuring, will lead to the bacteria not responding, so they have a threshold, or a sort of a different percentage of the bacteria turning into the on state. But the problem is that when we get into the actual gut, there are a whole lot of different factors that come into play. It's a very complicated environment, and so at this stage, we can only really say a yes or no example.
Well, that's still not bad. With what type of accuracy is there a what do they call that, an error range or something like that?
There definitely is. We didn't go into sort of great depth at working that out, and it does seem to be a little bit variable depending on the way that we actually caused the mice to have inflammation. But I think probably the most exciting example was actually a type of mouse that it wasn't really well documented that it would have inflammation. We actually went in thinking that it was going to just be a sort of a normal healthy mouse that was kind of going to all our bacteria would stay off in. And actually, the mice ended up having sort of low-level fluctuations in inflammation. And so we can sense those with a different marker of inflammation by a fecal test. And so in that case, we actually were able to show that we had really good correlation between when those fluctuations were happening in the mice with the other inflammatory marker and when our bacteria were actually turning into the on state.
So, couldn't you do this with existing microbes in the gut? I mean, if there are certain molecules indicative of an inflammatory event, and I don't know what they are in the gut. You know, I know C-reactive protein and tumor necrosis factors, and you know all these different. I don't know what you're looking for in the gut, but couldn't you just look for those inflammatory markers in the already occupying resident microbes in a person's gut? Or do you have to have something that you can say, no, it did not have this when it went in, and now it does, so ergo, it picked it up in the gut?
So a big part of this is actually this sort of switch that we've put into these bacteria and the sort of memory aspect. Because definitely there are molecules that are markers for inflammation. And there are a couple of fecal biomarkers that are approved clinically for use. And so they do a great job, although they still are not sort of good enough to replace things like colonoscopies. And so you can actually measure for those, but in that case, you're only really looking for things that are stable enough to make it out in the feces. In our case, because of this this memory switch, it means that the bacteria can sense a very transient product that isn't going to last particularly long, and then turn on a much longer-term response. And we actually, in the example I was giving you before of the mice that have this sort of fluctuations in inflammation, we can actually see times when we had a mouse where it would get inflamed. It was inflamed on one day, not on the next, and then inflamed again on the third day. And so you would get this kind of on-off pattern. But because our bacteria had a memory of that, they actually were in the on state over all of the days that we tested. And so you can actually see an example there where having this memory means that you don't need it to be present immediately. It can actually happen.
Wow, that's exciting from a dietary intervention standpoint. You know, if you want to see foods that are actually causing gut inflammation, one day you feed it, one day you don't. You know what I mean? It's like, I could see that. That's pretty cool.
Right. And it definitely, it takes the pressure off being, you know, in the clinic or, you know, at the doctor's office on the exact day that that everything's happening. It means that you've got a few days potentially where you're going to still pick something up even if it's disappeared.
Interesting. So what disease states do you see this being applied to? Like irritable bowel syndrome and ulcerative colitis, things like that?
Yeah, so inflammatory bowel disease, so ulcerative colitis and Crohn's disease, I think are really interesting and potentially useful ways that something like this could be used, particularly because they involve a longer-term sort of chronic disease, and so having something where you could monitor over a longer period of time on a shorter time frame is actually a really useful idea.
Could this on-off switch also be used therapeutically? So if you have these microbes, let's say, and not necessarily E. coli, but microbes in general, and you develop this on-off switch in them, instead of them just recording an event, they actually switch states, if you will. The microbes can switch to producing something, like butyrate-producing microbes all of a sudden just start producing more butyrate or something like that. Is there a way to utilize that switch, not just as a diagnostic or proof of an event, but also influence the microbes to do things?
Absolutely. And that is something that we're very interested in looking into. I think there's a growing interest generally in having engineered bacteria as therapeutics in the gut, and then having this kind of on-demand activity could be really powerful, as so that you could have, I mean, even if you imagine it in the context of something like traveler's diarrhea, you could take almost like a prophylactic, and those bugs would just sit there right up until the point that they sense that you you got ingested something bad, and then they could turn on their downstream circuits and get rid of the problem before you even really know that it's happening.
That was my point. Yeah, this is pretty cool. Now what we're talking about here. I mean, okay, diagnosis is one thing; it's really great, but being able to do something and take some sort of action is even bigger. We have to take a quick commercial break. I have to cough. I don't want to do it on the air. And we will be right back with more Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Ketocana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Cana and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Cana banner ad today.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, You'll gain with it.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Discover the faster way of getting real results with bodybuildingsupplements.com. Bodybuildingsupplements.com has powerful, proven solutions like patent technology, Cree Alkaline Supreme, Mass Pro Synthogen, and Adaptogen N.
RVD here. I love Adaptogen N. Give it a try. You'll see.
My Adaptogen N at bodybuildingsupplements.com. See remarkable results in 21 days or your money back. Bodybuildingsupplements.com. Since 1993, the trusted source for real results.
Use promo code SUPERHUMAN and get an extra 15% off your Adaptogen N today at bodybuildingsupplements.com.
Hey, this is Carl. I want to remind you of the importance of electrolytes because of all the workout supplements on the market today, I think electrolytes are the most important but the most overlooked. Check out the new Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme. It contains a broad spectrum of electrolytes plus a few extra minerals and vitamins. The lemon-lime flavor tastes great, and it comes in single-serving packets that make it easy for you to take on the go. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme banner ad today and save 10% off your purchase.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Later in the show, we're going to be talking about a new study that reveals just how much damage is done to children who are exposed to cigarette smoking in the womb. Can't believe that women still smoke and have babies. I really can't. I mean, my mother did it, right? I was born in 58. Back then, she had anxiety. They gave her Librium, which was a very strong benzodiazepine. So not only did I get exposed to cigarette smoke, but benzos in the womb. But we know better now. We know better now. Hell, I'm going to blame that cigarette smoking on my cough today. How about that one? We're talking with Dr. David Rigler. We're talking about a recent study where they're going to use microbes to detect inflammatory conditions in the gut. And I like this, especially if you can look at it over periods of time and see these switches on and off based on dietary interventions, which could help a lot of people. I'd love to take one after a cup of boutique coffee. I have a funny feeling about that. What do you want people to take away from your research, Dr. Rigler?
I mean, I think that one of the things is just that there are people working on and looking at how stable these systems are for long-term sort of delivery. A lot of the work in this area so far has really been done with bacteria that are actually often specifically designed to sort of go in, not live in the gut, and then come straight out. And I think that there are a lot of sort of longer-term potential benefits if we start to think about how bacteria actually living in the gut could help us out in these cases.
What's your next study? Or can you talk about it?
So we have a few different things that are coming out of this. We're definitely interested in following up on this inflammatory marker that we've been looking at and looking more into its potential, not just in our mouse studies, but also obviously following on to sort of future human studies. And on top of that, we're really interested in finding different markers, both of inflammation and of potentially other diseases that we could use in the same kind of way in the gut.
I want to thank you so much for being on the show. We're going to go ahead.
Thank you very much for having me.
I had intended on having you longer, and I feel like we've addressed the topic pretty well. I don't know. Did we miss anything, you think?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I think that this is an area that generally public and patients are becoming more aware of,
yeah.
And I'm really excited to be a part of it, I guess.
It's really exciting when I look at where the work is going in the area of the microbiota, and it's, you know, we've been learning about the microbiota, but now there's a lot of work being done to
sensibly affect the microbiota. You know, these new enterically coated fecal transplant pills, so you don't have to put the feces back in the person. It's purified and encapsulated, and you just take them orally, and they kind of reseed. And also, some of the more obscure work that's being done by scientists who are looking back to geophagy and trying to reintroduce microbes into people that we may have lost over the past decades due to hygiene, elevated hygiene requirements, and also the lack of farming when we work with animals. I mean, that contributed. You look at the Amish population, and they have much greater microbial diversity than the average person who lives in the city near them. I really think that that's the really exciting area. Things like you're talking about, being able to take a microbe and switch it to do something, to keep someone from getting sick, for instance, in a prophylactic approach to where you know they're going to be introduced, possibly introduced to something like that. To me, that's the really, really exciting stuff. Do you take probiotic supplements, Dr. Rigler?
I actually don't. I eat a lot of yogurt, and I read somewhere, I can't remember who I got this from, but it was a scientist in the area who said that basically a good yogurt with a large list of bacteria in it is likely to be just as good as the sort of standard probiotics that are on the market at the moment.
Well, I would say that that's probably true of the standards, but there's some really big players out there. Sigma Tau makes a product called VLS number 3. The over-the-counter version is 450 billion CFUs, and the by-prescription only is 900 CFUs, so it's just double the over-the-counter. And it's prescribed for irritable bowel syndrome and a variety of other diseases. That actually, it really works. And it's a interesting blend of 8 non-competing, non-overlapping microbes. And it's always refrigerated. It's kept, you know, the chain of command, it's always refrigerated. I've been using it for years. And I think when it comes to, you know, probiotics out there and then a product like this, it's just, they're really doing it right. The dose is big enough to have an effect. On the stomach, a contributory effect on the stomach. But yeah, I like my kefir and my yogurt as well. And of course, getting a good sauerkraut that doesn't have BHT or some other preservative in it that kills all the good microbes, that's another good thing. But it's really interesting. I kind of feel like the gut is the next frontier for modern science.
It certainly does seem to play a big role in a lot of different aspects of our health. So it's I think that there will continue to be just, I mean, like the examples that you've been giving, I think there are going to be some really exciting things coming out in the next sort of 5 to 10 years that can really start to utilize what we're getting sort of new knowledge on at this point.
Have you read the book Missing Microbes?
Sorry, what was the book?
Missing Microbes.
I have not.
Are you familiar with it?
No, I'm actually not.
You really need to get it. It's a good book. I can't think of the scientist who wrote the book. He was on my show a few years ago. I've reread that book a few times now. It's really impressive chronological portrayal of events and occurrences in our history and their impact on not only our gut microbes, but our gut microbes impact on trajectory of development in people in this country. You know, like how everybody is like, oh, H. pylori is evil, right? Well,
yep.
Children who don't have H. pylori in their gut almost 100% of the time have asthma. So H. pylori somehow prevents children from getting asthma. And so it's never, when we get into the gut and we get into the microbes, it's never good or bad. It's always conditional. It's always conditional.
Yeah,
and he also talks about the introduction of antibiotics and how they affect. So I guess, and I stand to be corrected, Bacteroidetes are a phyla of microbes that tend to cause an increase in energy utilization, and Firmicutes tend to shut down energy utilization, but also are better at extracting nutrition out of food. The latter tends to be highly populated or dominant in obese people, the former in lean people. And ironically, the former are the weakest. So when you do an antibiotic regimen, they're the ones that get blasted to hell. And then the Bacteroidetes, the less desirable ones kind of take up root. And he shows the how we became taller because of, he's a scientist. I'm not doing him any justice. He cites everything that he needs to. But he shows that, and shows research that that taking antibiotics shifts microbial diversity to make people extract more energy from their food and make them larger, and that's larger, period, fatter and taller. And it's, when I read that, it was just intriguing to me. I thought, my gosh, this is, you know, instead of sending a bag of grain to a third world country, we should be sending a bag of grain and some amoxicillin, because they'll actually extract more from the nutrition and put on more body weight and become more robust from it. It's like we're missing the boat here and leveraging something that really isn't that great, but we can make it work for us if we use it in the right application.
There are also some really interesting studies going on with looking at the actual microbiota of people in countries where they have malnutrition, and looking at the the unfed gut and how that can affect these kind of diseases like kwashiorkor. And there are some really fascinating findings coming out of that. I don't know if I'd recommend the antibiotic treatment, though.
I'm being outlandish.
Cause a whole lot of other problems at the same time.
Yeah, so, I'm being outlandish. So. But obviously, listen, thanks so much for being on the show today.
Thank you very much for having me.
Take care. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio. Stay with me.
If you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym, you will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest protein bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Few products can boast being considered the food of the gods by the Aztecs, but the ingredients in Bio Superfood have been. Some algae are the most efficient forms of nutrients, proteins, minerals, enzymes, fatty acids, antioxidants, and much more. Bio Superfood is something you have to experience for yourself. That's why, for a limited time, buy any Bio Superfood products and save 15% off your first order. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad to read the research and learn why Bio Superfood is the best supplement in the world you're not already taking.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You, too, can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing.
That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
Alaskans agree that sockeye offers the truest salmon taste. Over decades of fishing Alaskan waters, Vital Choice has rare access to the very finest of these fish. Vital Choice sockeye comes from smaller harvest regions with fewer boats and faster processing. So our sockeye is flash frozen within hours of harvest to capture its fresh caught quality. Rich in flavor, omega-3s, and vitamin D, our most popular salmon also abounds in astaxanthin, the potent antioxidant that provides its vibrant red hue. Save 15% off. Go to Superhuman Radio and click the Vital Choice banner ad today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back. I got like 10 minutes to kill before my next interview, so I got a couple things I need to go over anyway, so this works out good. First of all, you can get a free copy of Dr. Jeff Galini's book on elevating your own testosterone naturally by going to superhumanradio.com, clicking the Ask the Scientist banner ad on the bottom right-hand side, and ask him for it. While you're at it, ask him for a free sample of Crealkaline, buffered, patented, buffered creatine. Just ask for both at the same time. They'll ship them both. Also, the early reviews are in, and everybody loves Da Vinci, the Da Vinci by ultrahuman.net. You can get a free sample of that, nootropic. Everybody says the same thing. You feel it, but it's smooth. Everybody says the same thing. You feel it, but it's smooth. And that's what I said when I first used it. You don't get the jitters. You don't feel like somebody turned up the volume too loud, but you just feel very attentive and in the zone. You can get a free sample by emailing me at onair@superhumanradio.com. If you share anything from the Superhuman Radio Network Facebook page, you're automatically entered to win $100 worth of free supplements. Right now, we're giving away your choice. You go to their website and choose. $100 worth of product, either from Keto Sports, if you're a keto fan, Prototype Nutrition, if you're more bodybuilding, or both. $100 worth of product from both, or one or the other. And all you do is share posts from the Superhuman Radio Network Facebook page. Don't like them. I see so many people liking them since we've been saying this. That's not it. You got to share it. You got to share it with your friends. That's the only way we grow the audience. People see something, they listen to it, they go, "Wow, I like that show," and then they start listening. That's the whole purpose of doing this, let's be honest. Share anything. And every time you share something in a given month, you're entered more and more. Ask William Chapman. He won last week. The week before. This past week was D.D. Gregory. Before that, it was Dan Rollins. Dan Rollins took pictures of him with his Prototype Nutrition products and put it up on Facebook. I'm sure that he's very happy with his decision to share because he's still sharing things. I need you folks to share things from the Superhuman Radio Network page, and you're entered to win a prize. And we will announce this week's winner next week, probably on the Blueprint Power Hour, I think, is the best time to do that. So this sore throat really sucks, man. You have no idea what it's like to make a living talking and have your throat crack and congestion block what you're trying to say and
Thank God for this mic button. You would have had to listen to me clear my throat if it wasn't for that button. So I really am. You're fortunate that I have that button more than me. But no, you wouldn't even listen. You just tune out. Let's be honest. We have some really exciting shows coming up. Some really, really, really groundbreaking shows, scientific-based shows. Elisa Profumo has been working very hard to get some new guests on the show to liven things up. And I think you'll find that to be the case very shortly. This next show that we're going to do, this next interview is important because there are still women out there who smoke cigarettes while they're pregnant. And I got to believe, and I'm going to ask Dr. David Hay, who's coming on to talk about this. What about parents who are exposed to cigarette smoke? They don't smoke themselves, but their spouse does. And we know secondhand cigarette smoke is a reality. What about those people, the women who say, look, I'm not smoking, but my husband smokes. He smokes in the car. He smokes in the house. I'm being exposed to this smoke. I want to ask him if that passive smoke is also causing some of these effects. And these effects, I think we're going to learn here in a couple minutes, are actually considered epigenetic effects. Because the stem cells are changing, we're going to find out. And how they're changing, he'll explain. But the stem cells are changing as a result of being exposed to direct cigarette smoke, the mom smoking. The liver plays a role in this whole scenario, and the good doctor will get into that in just a couple minutes. Also, one other thing I want to ask you. If you're listening to this show right now, I'm actually thinking about doing a once-a-month Facebook Live Q&A where I just come on and answer anybody's questions about anything. I am not an expert, but obviously I've learned some things hosting this show. I'm willing to share those things. Is this something that you would attend if it was late at night, if it was 7 o'clock at night, for instance, and more people are home then, as opposed to during work hours? Would you come? Would you ask questions? Do you think that would be of value? Or do you think it would just be self-serving? Like, I think who the hell I am, and so I should have a Q&A because other people have it. That's not why I'm doing it. But I've been asked. And so I'm exploring. There you go. We're going to go ahead and take our next break now. And when we come back, we'll be talking with Dr. David Hay. Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You, too, can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improves the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
Quest Keto is making the ketogenic lifestyle more delicious and more convenient than ever. The high-fat, moderate-protein, low-carb keto diet has earned a reputation for being complicated. Quest Keto has changed all of that by offering sweet and savory snacks and an entire line of ready-to-go ketogenic meals. They've taken the guesswork out of it for you. From keto cinnamon rolls, pizza, crackers, and more, you can enjoy it all and experience the benefits of this nutritious approach anytime, anywhere. Thanks to Quest Keto. Go to questketo.com to order your meals today.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains.
Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
If you followed my transformation on Facebook, you've been wondering what I've done to create such dramatic results. One of the things is I've started every day with the Ketogenics Prime and then trained, fasted, and remained fasted till my first meal at 2 o'clock. Ketogenics Prime gives me all the energy I need while shutting down hunger. And since the ketones are bound to a quad mineral blend, I'm getting all the magnesium, calcium, potassium, and sodium I need to keep my minerals in balance. Try Ketogenics Prime yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ketogenics banner ad today and save 25% off your first purchase. Ketogenics Prime. I couldn't have done it without it.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
I just have to talk for a little while longer. And then I'm going to go sit in the corner and face the wall for the rest of the night and give my vocal cords a break. But this is an important topic. As I shared with the audience over many shows over the past 11 years, that my mom smoked while she was pregnant with me. And I'm sure that that's done something to me. I mean, I don't know if it's going to end my life sooner or anything like that, but it obviously has an effect when you do that. And back then in the 50s and the 40s and the 50s, the doctors were telling their patients to smoke. She was a nervous person. And back then, tobacco was used to relax people's nerves. My next guest is Dr. Dave Hay. How you doing, Dr. Hay?
Very well, thanks. And many thanks for the invitation to come on the show today.
Yeah, this is a really important topic. And I normally start out asking my guest, why did this study have to be done to answer the question, what questions were you trying to answer? But I almost want to say, why the hell did this study have to be done? Are there really still women out there smoking cigarettes while they're pregnant?
Yeah, I mean, it still is a major health concern, actually. I can't speak to the statistics in the U.S., but there's still a significant amount of women who smoke in the U.K. and don't give up smoking during pregnancy. And, you know, we all know that smoking is bad for the body. About 100,000 people in the United Kingdom die every year due to this, and this is due to cancers or chronic, you know, pulmonary
emphysema,
disease.
Right, sure.
Yeah, I mean, there's other effects as well, like, you know, rheumatoid arthritis, the potential for that's increased, fertility is reduced, circulation's reduced, and also with women it can bring on the menopause early as well. So there are a number of warning signs, you know, already out there. And really, we wanted to be able to study this in a little bit more detail because, you know, during pregnancy, if the mother smokes, the fetus is exposed to thousands of different compounds. And this, you know, increases the risk of complications in pregnancies and babies who are born to women, you know, who smoke on an average about 8 ounces or 200 grams lighter than, to individuals who don't. So, you know, there's pretty good evidence as well to say that these babies are more prone to illness and infections, are smaller, have, and also some studies have suggested that they have lower achievements in reading and maths and, you know, increased risks in developing conditions like asthma. So, yeah, I think it's very clear now that this isn't the way to go about things. And, you know, what we've really tried to do is, instead of looking at the end result in our experiments, and that would be access to elective termination material or other blood biochemistry that we have access to, what we've wanted to do with our stem cell model is take a cell that can form, in theory, every cell type in the human body, but what we do is we make a liver cell from that. And on its journey from a stem cell to becoming that liver cell, we've exposed it to, you know, a number of these different compounds or metabolites that are seen during kind of fetal gestation and development. And really with the focus to try and unpick, you know, the complex underlying biology that, you know, would give us some clues maybe in ways to intervene if there were problems in the future. And also being able to try and understand, are there certain vulnerabilities within the population based on their genetics, and could we, you know, develop new medicines or new strategies to try and intervene and make sure that the fetus and also the child and the adult aren't exposed to adverse reactions or disease in the future.
Doesn't the placenta provide the fetus with some amount of insularity? Exposure to these chemicals, or are these chemicals, nah, you can't get past them. They go right into the fetus.
So yeah, I think there's a bit of both. There'll be certain chemicals that can't pass over the placenta, but there are a number which can, and the developing fetus does have the ability to metabolize those. So take those from potentially harmful states, for example, the polycyclic aromatic hydrocarbons, which are produced basically from incomplete combustion during smoking, and the body, you know, tries to metabolize those to get rid of them. And the body can be good at this, but, you know, you can have a build-up of these compounds also within the amniotic fluid as well, because your body can metabolize them, and some can be excreted, but some of these will build up. So, you know, in that final example, you know, it could be acting as a reservoir of exposure. So obviously, we need to have a little bit more understanding on how stable these toxins are and how we can get rid of them more efficiently.
So, talk about your research itself. How was the study designed?
So, yeah, so we decided to study the effects of maternal smoking and study the effects on male cells and female cells, and in particular the liver cells. And as I said earlier, we took these cells called pluripotent stem cells, which can be scaled up to large numbers and can also be made into liver cells. So in theory, we have an inexhaustible supply of cells from this source. And during, you know, this developmental process that was taking place in the dish, we exposed the cells to 5 compounds found in cigarette smoke. And we followed the challenges in hepatocyte biology that took place. So, for example, what we observed were cells that had been exposed to these metabolites weren't as functional as the cells that hadn't been exposed. That could be looking at metabolic activity. It could also be looking at the secretion of very important proteins, albumin and alpha-fetoprotein, which are important in development and in the neonate and the adult for buffering blood. And we really focused on these pluripotent stem cells, really so we could follow this in real time. So, you know, we get to a point in our process at day 10 where we start adding in these different compounds, and we can actually look at these cells, freeze frame these cells, and look at their ability in real time to deal with these toxins. And also, with having an understanding of the genetics that we're working with, it allows us to go back time and time again and actually start asking more detailed questions once we've got the proof of concept that our model is capable of predicting differences in biology. And I think that's a true strength, because that gives us a fuller picture of what goes on in health and disease. But it also gives us a unique model where we can actually, you know, start screening existing drugs or for new drugs that could maybe try and ameliorate some of these damaging effects of the toxins. So it's not only an exercise to tell us what's happening in more detail, but also a model to maybe look in the future to try and better intervene if something goes wrong medically.
So a fetus is nothing more than a stem cell party. Stem cells are dividing and producing hematopoietic stem cells are producing, we talked about this just yesterday, I think up to 15,000 stem cells at a time that go on, sister cells that go on to become things. They differentiate, they become things. Basically, it sounds to me like introducing these chemicals that could easily be introduced through tobacco are actually going to thwart or at least hinder the most important process in a fetus's development, and that is stem cell proliferation and differentiation till the fetus is finished being built. It's almost like what you're saying here is, it's almost like you've just got a contract to build a skyscraper, and you decide to buy bricks that are substandard, and in some cases the bricks don't even show up on time for the wall to be built, and so you have these structural defects that are going to be kind of built right in to this structure. I mean, it sounds like possibly one of the worst things that tobacco could do is to hinder stem cell proliferation and differentiation. If you see it in the liver, it has to be happening in other organs. It has to be happening in the brain. Would you agree with that?
I'm sure there'll be changes. And these will probably be, there'll be certain commonalities between organs and also certain differences. But yeah, I agree with your analogy. I mean, you know, these are the kind of the foundations, the building blocks for life. You know, these cells go through discrete changes in their potency and their ability to differentiate and also their ability to proliferate and form mass. You know, so there are a number of complex processes going on. And I think that is, you know, for us as scientists is very important. You know, we are interested in understanding what these differences are. And, you know, why do we see, you know, in the adult that, looking from the gene expression from some of our studies we've done with our collaborators, why do we see genes switching on in males which are more likely to lead to tissue fibrosis and cirrhosis? You know, and in the females, we see more dysregulation of genes that are involved in glucose metabolism.
Really?
You know, which, you know, could lead to metabolic syndrome, for example, as the female progresses through development and through the neonate toward the adult. So I think there's a lot of signatures that we can see taking place in the genes. And, you know, I suppose the idea is to try and understand how, as you're saying, that leads to substandard development and maybe opens the door to early onset of disease, or how some individuals actually don't get disease in that situation is also equally understanding, to try and understand the mechanisms at play.
I want to ask you a question, but I'm afraid of the answer. So we've been studying women who smoke cigarettes for a very, very long time, as well as alcohol fetal syndrome as well. We know the outcomes of these. Alcohol fetal syndrome, the outcomes are much more apparent, not as innocuous, if you will, as the damage is done to the fetus of a smoking mother. Are there any trends that you can say, well, we've learned over the past 60 years that children who are exposed to cigarette smoke in the womb, they end up with this, that, and the other thing? I'm asking for myself, because my mother smoked and took Librium when she was pregnant with me. I have a strange feeling that I have some bad things in my future.
Well, I think it's. I think there are definitely predictions that we could make, but I think, you know, life being such a kind of a complex experience, you know, with many different foods, exposure to, you know, pollutants in the environment, et cetera, a lot of these, a lot of these different, you know, benefits and insults, you know, are in equilibria, and, you know, and ultimately your, you know, your genetics will play a very important role too about,
right,
you know, your susceptibility to disease. So it's really how these different factors map onto you as an individual to say whether you'll be predisposed to anything. And I suppose that's where we're really trying to go with this, is to say, are these potential triggers going to affect X percent of the population? Now, at the moment, we can do questionnaires, we can, you know, look at medical records, and there is some clear evidence to say that, you know, mothers who have smoked heavily during pregnancy have children that do less well at school. And these studies are based on quite big numbers. I suppose where we're trying to go now, and it's interesting you mention alcohol, because that's the next series of experiments we're going to look at, is looking at alcohol exposure and the effects in the cell, and also combining that with cigarette smoke, as we've done in this study, to see is there further synergism in those studies, which leads to even more detriment to the cell. So I think the evidence is definitely there. It's how we're going to use these renewable and cell-based systems to really unpick that. And that's what, you know, really has us excited in the lab. And you know, we're looking forward to performing these studies.
I want to take a quick commercial break. I've got plenty more questions. We're talking right now with Dr. Dave Hay, and we're talking about the damage done to a fetus and a mom who smokes cigarettes. I still shake my head. I still can't believe that pregnant women smoke. I just can't. I mean, you don't need a stem cell study to tell you that it's not good for your baby. So obviously you just don't care. That's really sick. Is what that is. Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
In today's world, what would you give to have that ultimate edge, to always function at the highest possible level? That's exactly what the Da Vinci from Ultra Human gives you. Just one tablet a day increases focus, lowers anxiety, enhances social fluency, and improves your mood and drive. It's 8 hours strong with no crash. A sharp mind is priceless. And the Da Vinci even comes with a money-back guarantee. Find out more at theultrahuman.net. Make your brain 25 again with the Da Vinci from theultrahuman.net. Use discount code SHR10 for 10% off and free shipping.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Alaskans agree that sockeye offers the truest salmon taste. Over decades of fishing Alaskan waters, Vital Choice has rare access to the very finest of these fish. Vital Choice sockeye comes from smaller harvest regions with fewer boats and faster processing. So our sockeye is flash frozen within hours of harvest to capture its fresh caught quality. Rich in flavor, omega-3s, and vitamin D, our most popular salmon also abounds in astaxanthin, the potent antioxidant that provides its vibrant red hue. Save 15% off. Go to Superhuman Radio and click the Vital Choice banner ad today. Quest Keto is making the ketogenic lifestyle more delicious and more convenient than ever. The high-fat, moderate-protein, low-carb keto diet has earned a reputation for being complicated. Quest Keto has changed all of that by offering sweet and savory snacks and an entire line of ready-to-go ketogenic meals. They've taken the guesswork out of it for you. From keto cinnamon rolls, pizza, crackers, and more, you can enjoy it all and experience the benefits of this nutritious approach anytime, anywhere. Thanks to Quest Keto. Go to QuestKeto.com to order your meals today.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoKana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of KetoKana and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the KetoKana banner ad today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improves the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. I look like I should be doing a NyQuil commercial. My eyes are bloodshot. My nose is running. My voice wants to cooperate, but it won't. Boy, that's an old commercial. I got to change that one. I turned 59 on Sunday. I've been using CanSee eye drops a lot longer. We're talking with Dr. Dave Hay about the damage done to unborn babies from their moms who smoke cigarettes. What about what can we extrapolate about secondhand smoke? The mom says, I don't smoke, but my husband does, and I'm always in his company.
I think that's a very good question. Undoubtedly, there are negative effects of secondhand smoke. People who are smoking in cars, smoking in the houses. In fact, it's recently become illegal to smoke in a car with minors in the UK. And the real push now from the medical community is, if you do smoke, go outside and don't expose the rest of your family to it, because it will ultimately affect, I would say, a pregnant woman. And also, when that baby is born, their lungs are very small, and any exposure to anything the child receives is going to be, you know, many times more than the adult's exposed to. So I think it's a case of, yeah, don't do it. Take it outside. You know, if you want to do that, that's fine, but don't expose the rest of your family to
Okay,
that.
So that takes me to this next question. In the United States, it's illegal to smoke in a car with a child in it. I'm pretty sure it is. I know that a lot of people will open up their roll their windows down and go, that's terrible, you shouldn't be doing that. But in the UK, as you point out, it's illegal, right? Will the UK... Will the UK go a step further and say it's illegal to smoke while you're pregnant? I mean, I don't know how to put this without sounding rude or callous or insensitive, but if there are people out there who will continue to smoke cigarettes while they're pregnant, they obviously are either ignorant or just don't care that they're hurting their child. Isn't that tantamount to like any other kind of abuse? Shouldn't we say, hey, you can't smoke. It's illegal to smoke cigarettes while you're pregnant. We can say it's illegal to smoke in a car with a child in it.
Yeah, I mean, that's a very good question. I suppose, you know, everyone's story is different and their backdrop to life is different. But I think the evidence now is irrefutable that smoking is bad for you and you shouldn't do it, especially when you have a baby growing inside you. I think it's best avoided. Now, whether you could actually ban that and legally enforce that, I'm not so sure. I think it's a very complex question, but I think, you know, what we should be doing and you know what the clinicians do around the world is reinforcing this message to the general public that smoking is dangerous and we can help you quit smoking. It will improve your life and your health, and also that of the developing fetus if you're a mother and you're smoking. I think this is very, very important, and there's no hiding place now. Now, whether you can do something to ban pregnant women smoking or not, I think, as I say, is a very complex question with many different areas that need to be discussed. Ideally, you know, smoking wouldn't be part of our society anymore, and I think this has happened many years ago in America, but in the UK, about 11, 12 years ago, they banned smoking in public places.
Yeah.
And that has had a dramatic effect on the quality of air that you breathe when you go out to a restaurant, when you go out to a pub, you know, when you're in a public space. And there's also rules now that, like in the US, you can't smoke within so many meters of a building. So I think we're moving toward this, and we are seeing a decline in the levels of smokers. But I think we have to get the message across through education, which needs to start at a very young age at school and be followed up through all the different years, especially the teenage years when people like to try different things.
Yeah.
You know, I think it's all about education and support to get people off nicotine and get them nicotine free.
Yeah, it's shocking to me. A parent who smokes or drinks, I mean, a mom who smokes or drinks while she's pregnant clearly knows some degree, whether she's ignoring it or not, that she's doing some harm to her baby, but she just doesn't care. Those are the people that are shocking to me, because you would have had to live under a rock for the past 30 years not to know that when you're pregnant, you stop drinking and you stop smoking, you know, for the fetus, for the baby. And so, you know, for those people who've been living under a rock for the past 30 years, okay, they need to get the message. They didn't get it. Let's give it to them. But if they ignore the message, because let's extrapolate this out. I just wrote, I'm working on an article. 70% in the United States, by the year 2020, 70% of the population will have at least one chronic disease. And right now, 50% of adults, like 135 million adults in the United States, have one or more chronic diseases. But children are closing the gap. Younger and younger, children with cancers and diabetes, dyslipidemia, I mean, you name it. We have people developing Alzheimer's disease in their 40s now. So these bad decisions go on and cause a ripple effect. And they affect whole economies. We can't buy our way out of this mess with a better healthcare product. Healthcare, you can't throw money at this. You can't do it. We have to start getting people to stop the stupid high-risk behavior or bear the brunt of it on their own without laboring a healthcare system. You know, I mean, it's crazy. We can't, this is going to be a crash and burn situation 100 years from now.
I totally agree. I think, you know, there is a lot of truth in, you know, the phrase, you are what you eat. And, you know, that extrapolates also to, you know, things that you do in your life and your lifestyle. And this is, I agree. It's very important. I mean, one of the pressing issues in the U.S. and in Europe is this large incidence, especially in the UK as well, of fatty liver disease, where, you know, people's diet is predisposing them to, you know, increased risk of liver disease, cancers, etc. And, you know, how that interacts with what they've seen as a, you know, during gestation will have an effect too. So I totally agree with you. I think we have to look at lifestyle. And I think, you know, the only way we can really do that effectively is controlling, you know, what the kids eat when they're at school to make sure it's a very well-balanced diet. You know, educating them about the dangers of drink, drugs, eating too much junk food. you know, not eating enough fresh fruit and vegetables, and I would probably even stress organic fruit and vegetables these days, because the risk with pesticide damage, et cetera, et cetera. So I think, yeah, it has to be, you know, done by improved education and being, you know, coming, you know, you from the US and me from the UK, coming from countries that, you know, punch above their weight economically, we should have the money to invest in that, because as you're saying, there's this huge health burden, this huge explosion waiting to happen. And, you know, if we don't prevent it, we're, you know, the prevention is better than the cure, as you're saying. There is no magic tablet or magic bullet that will ever sort all of this out. We'll end up managing symptomology and not removing the chance of that symptomology appearing. And I think that's where we have to be.
It's really scary to me. You know, when you think about this from an economical standpoint, it's going to become unsustainable in 2020 when 70% of the population has at least one chronic disease. The more chronic diseases you have, the high probability that you are no longer gainfully employed and you are getting money and assistance. So that means that 30% of the population will be working to fund the other 70% of the population that is now dealing with disability and decline related to chronic disease, and now their children that are autistic that are going to be taken care of from the beginning of their lives to the end of their life. People, we need to wake the F up. The answer is not how to fund free health care. No one's asking the right questions. Why the hell is everybody getting sick? And once you start pulling from that thread, you come right back to big ag, big food, big pharma, and the exploitative and parasitic nature of these three industries that are literally shortening lives. They're shortening lives. You know, Dr. Anthony Samsel, a fellow at the Arthur D. Little think tank, came on my show and showed the real dangers in glyphosate. It's not even what people think it is. Glyphosate is a synthetic glycine, and it bioaccumulates. The body cannot deal with it the way it can glycine. It incorporates into tissue. You watch, folks. Amyloidosis is going to be the new word moving forward over the next 50 years. We know about amyloidosis in the brain. It leads to Alzheimer's disease. We did a show in 2016 about a new type of heart failure that's caused by amyloidosis of heart tissue, which causes rigidity of fibrotic type tissue. There's going to be amyloidosis of other tissue. Amyloidosis is resulting from the bioaccumulation of this synthetic form of glycine that the body can't get it out of it, so it bioaccumulates, it becomes dead tissue. Dr. Samsel did the research using Monsanto's own papers.
Wow.
You know what? I am so sad. You have no idea how sad I am, because I see us going to the cliff, and we're going to go off the cliff, and everybody's just merry on their way, chatting on Facebook and doing this, and no one's paying attention to the fact that you must now save your own life. That's the only way we come out of this winning. Everybody saves their own life. Everybody starts to do the right things, stop doing the stupid things, start moving more, exercising more, getting to sleep when you're supposed to sleep and not staying up all night watching television and eating. All these stupid behaviors that have gotten us to this point. I mean, we're almost like the movie Idiocracy now. Have you ever seen the movie Idiocracy, Dr. Hay?
I haven't. No, sadly, I haven't.
I promise you, you will have a sense of sadness and laughter at the same time. Laughter because it's good comedy, and sadness because it's actually happening now. Watch the movie Idiocracy. You'll love it. I promise you. Listen, what do you hope?
Yeah, no, I think you're right. I think it's one of these things we just have to start taking a little bit more care of the way, you know, we look after ourselves. And I think also, you know, we're not if you like, laboratory animals. We're not inbred. We're not on the same genetic background. We're all slightly different. So our requirements, our metabolic requirements, our requirements for sleep, et cetera, will be slightly different. But, you know, we should be responding to what our body is telling us. If something is good for you, and you're saying, it's very important to remain active and drink plenty of fluids, especially water and not all these sugar-loaded drinks, you know, you've got a better chance of having a longer and healthier life. And I think that's the message is as simple as that. You know, it can't be any more complex than that if we're going to reach the different subsections of society.
Okay, let's wrap this interview up. I usually say, what do you want clinician and lay people to take away from your research? But this time I want you to direct your comment to the mothers in the audience and the would-be mothers in the audience. What do you want them to know about tobacco use during pregnancy?
I think the simplest way to put this is avoid it at all costs. You know, you know, there's a number of people who are in the world today, as we've discussed, who, you know, will not be affected by cigarette smoke or will be affected less, let us say. But there'll be a number of other individuals who are much more sensitive to this. So I just wouldn't take the chance. I would say, don't smoke, don't do it. The writing's on the wall. If you do it, you can't hide from the fact that this is creating damage and exposing your unborn baby to unnecessary stress. That, you know, and I would just leave it at that. Yeah. To be very pinpoint and clear.
Thank you so much for being on the show today.
Thank you for the invitation. Lovely to speak to you, Carl.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
And that's it for today. I want to thank Dr. Jeff Galini. Don't forget, you can message him on superhumanradio.com. Down in the bottom right-hand side, ask the scientist. Ask him for some free Crealkaline. Ask him for the new testosterone book. Ask, 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 and you shall receive. Also, I want to... I forgot who I had on already. I believe that. That's where my brain is going. I want to thank Dr. David Riglet for talking about this new diagnostic tool for detecting inflammation in the gut. It sounds promising. We'll keep our eye on it. And then, of course, Dr. Dave Hay for talking about tobacco use while you're pregnant. I mean, really. They should start. You know how we solve this problem? Let's start a website. Take pictures of pregnant women smoking cigarettes. Put their picture up on the website in the vicinity that you saw them in. And let's shame them. You know, that's how Singapore completely eliminated childhood obesity. Completely. They just shamed the kids. You don't want to be fat. Do you? You want to be fat? No, you don't want to be fat. Well, let's get moving. And I know a lot of people are going to say, oh, Carl, that's just not nice. That's just not, that's terrible. Well, you know what? While we sit here and our childhood obesity problem is growing, no pun intended, and we want to be nice to kids, Singapore completely eradicated childhood obesity, I think in like 6 years. I think it was like some record 6 years. So maybe we need to start exposing these mothers who smoke cigarettes while they're pregnant and embarrass them, and maybe then they'll stop. I don't know. I don't know what the answer is. I don't feel good today, so I'm probably being a little bit more crabby than normal. Okay. That's it for today. Thank you for listening. Talk to you later.
Few products can boast being considered the food of the gods by the Aztecs, but the ingredients in Bio Superfood have been. Some algae are the most efficient forms of nutrients, proteins, minerals, enzymes, fatty acids, antioxidants, and much more. Bio Superfood is something you have to experience for yourself. That's why, for a limited time, buy any Bio Superfood products and save 15% off your first order. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad to read the research and learn why Bio Superfood is the best supplement in the world you're not already taking.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high protein, low